All right. Well, this guy earns his money every day here on our show. Joe Fisher on our Ferguson Bath Kitchen and Lighting Gallery Hotline. What's going on, Joe?
We're not talking food today?
No, we're not.
No, we're not.
I know you were thinking about that all day
yesterday. We had the rooster segment earlier this time.
Oh, we missed that. Okay.
Yeah, we're trying to move on.
Joe, South Carolina, a little bit better, I think, than everybody thought they would be. They're 3-4 in the conference, two wins in a row, including a dramatic last-second victory at Ole Miss. Dominique Archie hitting that game-winner, and then the controversial finish where Chris Warren apparently stepped out of bounds before hitting what would have been the game-winning shot for the Rebels.
Well, South Carolina is better than I think a lot of people thought, and certainly, you know, Devin Downey, I think, is a big part of that. They have two penetrating, you know, quick guards in Downey and Frederick, and both of them can score, both of them can shoot, and they really cause a lot of problems. They're the kind of guys that really give Vanderbilt a lot of trouble. I'm always curious to see the second time you play somebody, you know, what changes are made, you know, how things are approached differently if you play different defensive schemes or whatever. And, you know, Vanderbilt in recent games has probably played a little more zone defense than Kevin really wanted to originally, but it's been pretty successful. It certainly was good against Auburn. It was really good down the stretch against Georgia, and I think you might see some of that as well against South Carolina. But as you said, anybody that goes down to Ole Miss and wins, I think, gets your attention.
Do you think the zone may be a tough challenge, though, against South Carolina, a team that shoots pretty well from the outside and, you know, doesn't pound you to death down low?
Well, that's the risk, and that's why I think Kevin primarily wants to play man-to-man. The other issue with the zone defense is rebounding. Obviously, it's a little more difficult to rebound out of the zone. So I imagine they'll start with the man-to-man. They always play a little bit of zone during the course of the game, but it's kind of you play it. If it's going well, you stay with it. If not, you get out of it. And maybe they do it just to change things up a little bit.
And you got to believe if Kevin had to make up a list of things we've got to do, one of them is not get beaten on the bounce.
Oh, no question. It's been a killer for them at times this year. But it's funny how things have changed just after one game. You know, going to Georgia, there was all that talk and all that pressure. Oh, you've got to get a road win. You've got to get a road win. Well, now you get one, and you're 4-4, and you're going to South Carolina, and now everybody's thinking, boy, if you can go down there and win, then you're 5-4 with five of your last seven at home. So there's a really good track to make here, although, granted, some of those home games are awfully tough, but it's amazing what one win changes things on.
They changed arenas a few years ago. Is that a tougher or easier place to go into than the old place they used to play?
You know, to be honest, I don't think it's a whole lot different.
Really?
It's a big arena built for, you know, kind of like an NBA style building that you've been in so many of that are like that. But I don't know that it's any really different than the other one was. It's certainly nicer. It's got the luxury suites and all that. But it's not one of those overly intimidating places to go. It's a very nice arena. But
Hootie and the Blowfish don't show up anymore, do they?
I don't think so. Now, they might down the stretch run of Dave Odom's career, but we'll see. That's always interesting, too, to see how guys react when, you know, when their coaches announce this is it for him. You know, they're playing for him down the stretch of the season, too.
They seem to have gotten a little bit of a boost from that, don't
they? I think they did. And I think it took a little heat off, you know, it took a little pressure off of them, and it gave them one more thing to kind of play for. And hey, they're pretty good now, and that's always been another one of those places it's been difficult for Vanderbilt to go and win. And, you know, South Carolina's been a team that's given Vanderbilt fits even in Nashville. So this will certainly not be an easy contest at all.
Joe, we haven't talked much baseball, but it's just around the corner for Tim Corbin's team.
February 22nd is the opener out in Arizona against the defending national champions. They like to hit the road, you know, running, so they open with a three-game series out in Tempe against three really quality teams. And so, you know, the guys are out practicing now, and it's good to see that going on. And I think what's going to be most interesting for Tim is with all the position players are back. You know, you get all those starters back with Dominic De La Osa coming back, not going as high in the draft as I think everybody thought he would, so he came back for another year. I think Tim's biggest issue is what his starting rotation is going to be. You know, you lose a David Price, and you know, who's going to be your Friday starter? Is it going to be Mike Minor? And who are the other starters going to be? There's going to be a really good battle for those spots. And also, who's going to take over the closer role when you lose to Casey Weathers? And so I think Tim's biggest decisions to make are in the pitching rotation.
Safe travels this weekend. We'll talk to you on Monday.
See you tomorrow afternoon from Columbia.
All right.
Thanks, Joe.
All right.